Hey, it's Mike Matthews, the host of the longest-running self-produced daily podcast on planet Earth by a guy named Mike. Mike's Daily Podcast. Oh, yeah. And we're at Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on Earth in the land of Meritopica, at FF episode 3074. There is this saying that if you can name it, you can claim it. It is now yours if you name it. I remember when we first got our kitten 3 years ago, we had no idea what to call him. And then some names came together, popped up. We threw a name at each other, my lovely lady friend and I, throwing names back and forth. And finally, looking at him and seeing that he was gray, he kind of looked like a rock. And he was the only one in his litter to survive. So he was a survivor, which made us think of the song Eye of the Tiger. And then that's from that movie, Rocky. Plus, he kind of looks like a squirrel, so it could be Rocky the Squirrel. And then he was found... in Hayward, California, where The Rock spent some time, Dwayne Johnson. So Rock kept coming up, so we called him Rocky. And there you go, we claimed him. Well, this is sort of what Trump is doing. According to Fox News, he is reportedly to rename the Persian Gulf to the Arabian Gulf ahead of his trip to the Middle East. The expected announcement was at first reported last week by the Associated Press, which clashed with the Trump administration earlier this year over the president renaming the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. Now, there is quite a few museums that are sitting on the Gulf that, well, they haven't changed. You walk into the museum, it still says Gulf of Mexico on their maps, on their basic names, the things, lots of maps, you know, in these type museums, because they're talking about the Gulf and they're showing you where ships, their shipwrecks, certain areas and all that. None of that's been renamed yet because it's all in plaque form. It's all etched in a lucite or whatever. So it's going to take a while to change all of that. It's easier if they would have just called it the Gulf, but because you're not too specific. Iran's foreign minister slammed the reported change, writing that politically motivated attempts to alter the historically established name of the Persian Gulf are indicative of hostile intent toward Iran and its people and are firmly condemned. So it's changing from the Gulf of America. Rather, from the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, and changing from the Persian Gulf to the Arabian Gulf. Reza Pahlavi, the Crown Prince of Iran, said the Persian Gulf is not just a name, but a historical reality. For thousands of years, Iranians, Arabs, and Westerners have referred to this body of water between Iran and the Arabian Peninsula by its true and only name, the Persian Gulf. Why are they even upset about that? Gosh, there's a lot of other things they should be worried about, like Trump not wanting to play nice with them and the nuclear weapons. Well, we are going to take a break from all of this craziness and naming things and getting in trouble with other nations and getting in conflict and all that. How about we go to the no conflict zone known as Cafe Anyway? Are we going to rename it to Cafe Anyhow? No, it's still Cafe Anyway. Let me get the door for you. Cafe Anyway. Cafe.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Is it really? Is that what this is? This is Mike's Daily Podcast, and I'm Mike Matthews, Mike's then. That would mean. Daily and it's episode 3074. How much more do you want me to sing? That's a good question. And we can do something about that with me singing. I can throw in some words that I rhyme together. Look at, there's some birds and they got feathers. Mike's, and that's about it. All I got for this song today on the show called. Yes, well, Mike's, we are videoing this, and I'm wearing a dog shirt today. Yeah. See it at mikesdailypodcast.com. I pay for it, that website, so it's nice when people actually go to it. So, unlike, you know, and I use a lot of free websites or websites that I do the free thing with because a lot of websites want you to pay. But Spotify's got this nice thing where if you're a podcaster, you can upload to because they want you to, they want to be YouTube. And YouTube, let's face it, they wouldn't be anywhere without their content creators, all the people uploading stuff like you, if that be you. And so they don't exist without you. So I guess they don't exist without me. And I have a website, though, that links you to everything you need to see. And I got a couple other cool things. There's some past podcast pictures, etc. All at mikesdailypodcast.com. But if you are a person that doesn't like to come to Cafe Anyway, where we are now, somewhere in Podcastro Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica, you might want to go to a place called Starbucks. And apparently they have shaved 2 minutes off their in-store wait times with the help of a new proprietary algorithm. It's part of the new CEO strategy to boost waning sales by making the in-store experience more chill for both the baristas and customers. The other thing I heard they're doing is actually writing your name on the cup like they used to do eons ago. And I have proof of that because I have saved.
And here's today's podcast.
The podcast picture is not of this proof that I have, but eons ago, I would always be picking up plastic cups, especially from coffee places, because they had cool, like Pete's used to have really cool plastic cups, interesting designs from Native Americans that had made cool designs and such for the company. And they, I saved a lot of them. And on the cup, it says my name. They used to write my name on there. And then my lovely lady friend said, "You sure have saved a lot of plastic cups." I said it was for the late great Basil the Boxer, because I would carry a water bottle. And he didn't know how to drink out of the water bottle as it was being poured out. He eventually figured it out and could do it. But in the first several years, I would use the cup. And actually, if you poured it out and he would try lapping it up, he would start to choke. And I felt bad. I would be like, and I felt bad. I said, "Oh, sorry, Basil. Here, just drink out of this cup." So I'd keep a cup with me. But I just threw a bunch of those away. I had been holding on to them long after Basil had passed as sort of a memento, remembering him. But they've gone now to the recycle bin. And hopefully that's what will happen. They will be recycled.
This is interesting.
Wow, this is interesting.
So yeah, they've shaved off 2 minutes of time next time you go in there. ChatGPT search has hit a billion queries. That would be a billion. Every time you access it, that's a query. When you say, "Hey, what was the first movie that Dwight Yoakam ever did?" Was it Wedding Crashers? No, it was probably the Sling Blade movie. Anyway, Cafe Anyway, it will it logs those, and now there's been a billion searches. And I always get confused. What is ChatGPT? What is OpenAI? What's the thing that I use when I use Copilot on Bing or Edge? And why does Microsoft have two? Why do they have one for Bing and one for Edge? I don't know. I guess it's all called Copilot. And then you've got the Google that's got the Gemini, and you've got X, Elon's thing.
Oh, Mike. You're such a creative soul.
All right. Well, I guess Elon's a creative soul because he's trying to do a thing called Grok, which is an AI, which I used that to come up with a description for the podcast and had that on the show recently. And I forget what Meta's is called. But the chatbot for ChatGPT now processes over 1 billion web searches every single week. And this was at the end of April, they announced. Advancing its push into AI-driven commerce. ChatGPT is doing that, getting into the AI-driven commerce. And if you didn't know it, just about all commerce is getting connected to AI in some way. A new shopping feature allows users to browse products, compare prices, which is always nice, read reviews, and make purchases directly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I will.
And they do, for those that will do it, in the chat interface. Now, if it does compare prices, I hope it's comparing all prices, not just pushing something to me that it wants me to buy from. And when it browses products, I hope it's browsing all products and not just one it wants me to pay attention to. Of course, that's always the question, isn't it? What exactly are they showing us? The hottest new water bottle is now small enough to fit inside your pocket. And that would have been very helpful when I had the late great Basil the Boxer walking everywhere and always having to bring water with me. Boxers got to drink a lot of water. Most dogs got to drink a lot of water. So you, when you walk your dog, you should just bring along a water bottle. And
Right.
God. That is my suggestion. Hydro Flask has started selling $19 micro bottles that hold 6.7 ounces of liquid. And they have drinks like milk and matcha is the drinks they do. The teeny tiny bottles are smaller than the average iPhone and have 6.7 ounces. So you might be hearing more from Hydro Flask. And Americans, this is always a good bit of news. Hey, let's get snacks as we go outside a cafe anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast.
Anyway.
Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Maritopica, cafe anyway. So yeah, you're on a road trip. You got to get some snacks. You're really hungry. You don't want to get hypoglyragic or hangry. You get some snacks. Well, sales of chips and munchies are dropping. I noticed people that are intolerant, not lactose intolerant, but the other thing. Americans are grabbing for snacks less. But the people that have
pretty
more
interesting
food allergies, I've noticed grab snacks more often because they can't seem to find restaurants that have the food they can eat, so they go to these type places. 43% of those surveyed said they were cutting back on buying snack foods. So almost half were saying they're not doing the snack food thing anymore. And that might be because they're just costing more and they're giving you less. The shrinkflation and all that. Doritos and Ding Dongs have said that their sales have been affected by chowder, oddly enough. No, they've been affected by shoppers buying fewer snack products. Gluten intolerant people that have gluten problems, they like to buy snacks a lot, I've noticed. But Doritos and Ding Dongs have said, and I notice gluten intolerant people like Doritos, but they say that they're buying less snack products. Worries about money is causing this. Also, the desire to eat healthier. Yep. I don't know what it is, why people think snacks are healthy, unless you're grabbing an apple or banana, but nope, people don't usually get those.
And the Oscar goes to
you, if you grab the healthier stuff. Also, people are getting a little, I guess they're being turned away. They're being less interested in snacks because of the reduction of artificial dyes. That's one thing RFK Jr. is trying to do, is get the artificial dyes out. And I guess that makes it less appealing. Plus, there's the increased use of prescription drugs that suppress the urge to munch in between meals. And it's interesting because back in the day, before we had these prescription drugs, weight drugs, people were trying to lose weight by getting the gastric bypass. This was back 20 years ago in the early
revenge
O's.
Revenge is a dish best served cold. You think about that.
Trying to get revenge for all the people that called them fat, and they would do it with gastric bypass, and it forces you to become thinner because you're eating less. Your stomach is smaller. But I noticed the people that were getting those were eating a lot of bad foods, snack foods like Doritos. And they were munching a lot in between meals. Now, with the new weight reduction ways, which are also a quick fix, it's really, you should base it all, losing weight, on really good habits. Eating healthy, walking more, watching what you eat. Don't eat the bad foods like snacks. PepsiCo, the owner of snack brands like Frito-Lay and Doritos, became the latest company to say consumers were buying fewer snacks. Do you know?
All right.
It is interesting. And oh, yeah, there's that for munchies, too. That'll always make munchies a thing with our culture that's more and more into the Mary Jane. But, you know, there it helps you get a better, get your appetite going. But maybe you're eating the wrong things if you're eating those munchies. I think you are. But Pepsi and Coke. I watched a thing recently from the Weird History of Food channel, the WHF channel on YouTube, about how Pepsi and Coke have slightly different formulas. The Pepsi, I think, uses a lot more lime in their drink. In the regular,
Mike, you want to join in on this conversation? You can join in. You know, you can.
Thank you. Are we talking about Pepsi Cola? Because I'm talking about the Pepsi Cola drink. Pepsi, what we call a Pepsi, has a little more lime in it, and it's a little. I think they use a little bit more of cocoa nuts. The cocoa nuts are cocoa for coconuts, but they're the whatever the nuts are that they use to make the. Anyway, it's slightly different. There really is a difference and how they construct it. There are also generational influences at play. Gen Xers are getting close to retirement and are thinking about their health and are snacking less. That might be what is happening with this fella right here talking to you. But let's say hi to this lady that just showed up here outside a cafe anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley.
Hello, my gosh, it's Madam Rutabaga. I love to drink all kinds of colas. Ooh.
Really, do you like to drink lemonade as well?
Yes.
Do you go live and loco?
Live and loco.
For lemonade?
Yes.
Do you like tacos?
No.
What? Tacos are the best. What are you... Everything in the world, every culture has some kind of construction of food that is taco-like. A sandwich is almost like a taco. You've got this doughy thing holding the meat inside, right? Isn't that basically what a taco is, or whatever accoutrement you would like to put in there? How about some green onions or what have you? Some cheese? Some queso? Look who else is here.
Hello, Dave Mike. This is Valentino, the Burger King attention.
And this is Bison Bentley. Do you know that?
Mike, we hear you went to that rodeo parade in Podcastro Valley over the weekend. Day.
Yeah, rodeo parade. Do you know that?
Yes, I did. It was
ridiculous random posts.
These are ridiculous random posts, and I will say in a ridiculous random way that the band was playing some cool James Gang music. I'm talking some, not Eagles, but James Gang. And Joe Walsh type stuff. Oh, great. It was fun. You gotta, whenever you hear that in the Bay Area, any kind of really good classic rock, and it's live, it just feels like you're in the Bay Area roots right there. There's something, a video that was posted by CBS News, the national CBS News. They apparently found some storage bin had a bunch of boxes of undeveloped film. They developed a film, and it was phenomenal. Old-time pictures from San Francisco from the 60s and early 70s. And it looked every bit, everything you would imagine about 1960s Bay Area. It was Haight-Ashbury, Volkswagens, long hair, hippies, Grateful Dead, everything. And these pictures had never been seen before. And because they'd never been developed, it is thought that the whoever the photographer is, who they don't know, never saw his own pictures either. They think it might be a he, by the way, because he caught a little bit of himself in the reflection of a window and looks like a guy. So, wow. Check that YouTube out video. And I just told you where to find it. So, yeah, it is just amazing. And that just makes me think about how we today, we take a picture. We've instantly got it. We've instantly saved it on our phone or uploaded it somewhere to some social media. But the interesting thing is a lot of us don't really care. And we take all these pictures and we don't care what happens to them. One day the phone dies, you might lose a bunch of pictures. One day that social media dies or decides to steal your pictures. And we need to care a little bit more about what we're taking pictures of, because it is a window into the past and it can tell us a lot about ourselves and help us for the future, is what I'm saying.
But if you get offended, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
But that's how I think, and that's the way the cookie crumbles. But what do you think about all of this? Here's the phone number.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
Will you shut up? Liberty Nation Freedom Foam for All.
And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you so much for listening.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.